If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Unbelievable. I finally got to go to the Steel City to hang out with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yung, gung, 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 gung. The Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to the Super Bowl. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Renegade. Anyway, I finally got to go to a game because I was doing Sundays the last couple of years. And I have season duckets, so I finally strapped in, went to Pittsburgh with my boy, and we turned it up a notch. We got there Saturday. We spent 3 hours shopping with a Uber driver named Fatih, and he was cool. We just kept giving him cash to stop at different stores, the food store, the liquor store, the beer store. They're all different in Pennsylvania. You know, they got state stores and they got brew houses. You go and get your beer distributors and go into those shops, and all they serve is beer. One of the worst laws ever inflicted upon the citizenry of this nation, that they make people go to two different stores to get their syrup. Cough syrup to go down. I'm waiting for this cough syrup to go down, otherwise known as rum or Arnold Palmer's. But anyway, speaking of football, did you know that at the beginning of that football game yesterday, a couple of things happened that was record-setting. Justin Herbert came out, my boy Orange Sherbert, and he threw 10 straight completions for 125 yards. He was in fuego. And then, just for good measure, Justin Fields. Strawberry Fields. Went 9 for 9 for a 107. And then he completed his next pass. And the next pass for Orange Sherbert was incomplete, but they both had big first halves. The big problem was that Herbert got hurt. Someone stepped on his big-ass foot, and he already had a high ankle sprain going into the game. They wondered if he'd play. Of course he plays. He's a badass. He's, like, tough. He always plays. So he played, and then, sure enough, someone stepped on his foot, dropping back, one of the linemen, and he hobbled off, and that was it. He was done for the day. And then they went to your boy Easton Hockey Stick, and he started firing slap shots from all over the field, except he's not a hockey player. He's a quarterback, and he stinks. And then I think he got hurt. And then Boyle came in, like a boil on your butt cheek, and he was awful, flat out. The Steelers had, count them, 5 sacks. In the game, their pass rush is evil and unholy. They get to the quarterback. In their first game, they allowed 10 points. In their second game, they allowed 13 points. In their third game, they allowed 10 points. I mean, it is absolutely unbelievable. They have the number one defense in the NFL. And I'll tell you what, You look at the Steelers in terms of their D, and I just want to get to it because everybody was in on it. Like, you know, they always show offense first, which is embarrassing. But I got it. Your boy, Patrick, don't say I'm a queen. He had four tackles. Elliott had four tackles. One for a loss. Hayward had three tackles and a sack. Roberts had three tackles and a sack. Porter had three tackles. Herbig, three tackles and two sacks. He's a freak for the Pharrell shakeout. And of course, T.J. Watt had a sack in the game as well. All right, so once this guy left the game, they dropped him down to 107 passing yards. Meanwhile, the Steelers had 232. And I know Fields had more than that. So we'll get to that in a minute. But total yards, Steelers, 346 to 168 for the vaunted Chargers of Jim Harbaugh. Now, everyone said they had the biggest offensive line in the NFL. They had the best rushing attack in the NFL. They had one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But in the steamy Steel City on Sunday, 87 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, booming sunshine. Pharrell sitting in the sun the entire game, sweating like Fred Flintstone. The rum from Saturday all day, college football all night, fancy restaurant, hitting it hard after the restaurant, all the way through the night, hitting it hard. Go to the game, hung. Dripping like I jumped in Lake Louise. It was awful. It was so hot at that game. I thought I was having a stroke. I said to my buddy, I gotta go. I'm gonna drop dead. I'm something's wrong with me. It's the alcohol. And then the lady sitting behind me actually filled her glass as the water was spraying off of me, and she said it was still kind of rum tasty. Like she didn't have to put a mixer in it. She just drank it right off of my body. Because she said I was so sexy for my shirt, too sexy for my shirt, too sexy for my line, Japan. I don't remember the words, but you get my drift. Chicks dig me. They'll drink my sweat. And then let's look at the rest of the numbers. Rushing yards, Pittsburgh, 114. San Diego, the best rushing offense in the NFL. 61. Yards per play, Chargers 3.7. Steelers 5.3 yards per play. First downs, Chargers 10. Steelers 20 first downs. Funny, that was the score of the game. It could have been worse too. They got down to the one at the end of the game and didn't stick it down their throat. I would have stuck it down their throat because I'm that kind of guy. Third down efficiency, San Diego 3 of 11. That was because Orange Sherbert left the game, and the other guys suck. I mean, honestly, Stick and Boyle really are, they're essentially a rash, an itchy, itchy rash. So now I want to talk about the Steelers offensively besides Fields. God damn. I said to my buddy, because he was like, oh, don't leave. I'd rather you died here at the stadium. This would be a good place to die. And I was like, I'm going to have a stroke. He goes, have a stroke here. Here, let's go get a beer. you need narcotics and a beer. How about some oxycodone? How about anybody got any oxys over here? No, oxys need to. So what I did was I went out and I had a Gatorade. I got a, he was brilliant. He got me a terrible towel. And I actually used it as a towel and it really was soaked. Like you would have thought it was like I played basketball in this thing. I mean, I was, my shirt, I wore the Refs or Terrorist shirt, and people love that shirt. Everywhere I go in it, they're like, oh, that shirt's awesome. But yesterday it wasn't, because it weighed 100 pounds. It was like a wool shirt, and I was wearing it at this game, and I was dying. I mean to tell you, sweating bullets, getting nauseous, hung like a elephant. I was so hungover. And then it was just a nightmare. I can tell you, an absolute nightmare. Because, you know, here I am. I'm not ready for that. I had open heart surgery. I can't sit in, you know, it seemed like 100 degrees. You know how they do the weather now and they say, it's 87 outside, but it feels like 95. Or it's 95 out, but it feels like 108 with the heat index. It was one of those days in Pittsburgh. It was so hot that I was actually, I may have had a brain hemorrhage. So anyway, I got it wrong. They had your boy Ice Cold Heineken in the game. He threw two passes, completed them both for 24 yards, and then he got hurt. And then I think Boyle came in. So just the whole thing of Easton Stick, I could have sworn he was playing, but I was having hallucinations at the game. So I thought the horrible quarterback that I saw was him, because he is horrible, and he should be playing in the NHL with a name like Easton Stick. But I've always liked Ice Cold Heineken, the player. I'm not much of a beer guy anymore, to be honest with you. Beer makes you fat, and it makes you go to the bathroom a lot. I find liquor is so much quicker. Wine is fun, whiskey is quicker. Suicide slow with liquor. All right, so as far as the Chargers go, as if anyone cares, Dobbins had 44 yards, fail. Edwards, 9 yards. Darius Davis, 8 yards. Justin Herbert, no yards rushing. As far as receiving, he threw a TD to Quentin Johnson. Of course, when he started 10 for 10, he threw the TD. And everyone was like, oh, God, we're going to be in for a long day. They were up 10-7 at the half. But Fields actually, you know, he ran one in. He's like, screw this, throwing. I'm going to run it in, and no one's going to touch me. And when he ran in, he was untouched. And when he ran by one of the Charger players, I think it was Bosa, because he got injured and left the game. He got his feelings hurt, like a butt hurt, when Fields ran by him and said, your mama's a hoe. And that was kind of really unnecessary. But I liked it. No one in my section liked it. Nor did they like my sweating, except for the lady that liked drinking it. So Quentin Johnson had the TD catch. He had two catches, 44 yards. Ladd McConkey had three catches, 44 yards. Nobody else, like Disley had three catches. So did J.K. Dobbins. But nobody did jack. They fumbled twice. They lost none of them. And then they... Herbert fumbled and recovered his own fumble. Now, as far as their defense, Henley had 12 tackles, 9 solo, and 1 for loss. Denzel Perryman had 9 total, 6 solo, 1 for loss. Derwin James had 8 tackles, 5 solo, 1 sack, and 2 for loss. Christian Fulton had 7 tackles, 7 solo, 1 for loss. And Alohi Gilman, what a great name. Alohi. That's a little bit better than Aloha when you think about it. I'd rather be Alohi than Aloha. He had 6 tackles, 4 solo. Khalil Mack had 5 tackles, 2 solo, 1 sack, and 1 for loss. And then, really, nobody else is worth mentioning. They really aren't. Bud Dupree had a pick. Darius Davis had a couple of returns. He averaged 18 on those returns, and that's all she wrote. Now, I want to go to the Pittsburgh side because, you know, the Steelers are 3-0. That's why. Who's on top of that? AFC North now. Mother for Rellers. Who's on top now? That's right, 3-0. So Fields went 25 of 32 for 245, and then they screwed him with some feeble number that I gave you before, like 2-0, whatever. It's bullshack is what it is. He had a TD. He had a pick. He got sacked twice. All right. And then Najee had 70 yards, a 3.9 average. Cordarrelle Patterson, who I love in this role for the Steelers, 4 carries, 33 yards, and 8.3 pop. And his longest run was 14. And it was in clutch time. It was in money time. It was in end game time. Get a first down, keep ball, end game. End game. Game over. Game over time, baby. Fields ran it 6 times with the tutty. Jaylen Warren 3 times. Jaylen Warren has done nothing since he injured his hamstring in training camp. Bottom line. But how about the pass to Calvin Austin? A 55-yard strike right up the gut, splitting the seam and turning on the engines and going into the stadium jumbotron and the river end of the place the Steelers play. And I sit at the other end zone with all the drunks and people with body odor. like myself. George Pickens, so Austin had 4 catches, 95 yards, 23-yard average. He was great. Best game of his career. The 55-yard tutty got the Steelers really going. Pickens had 5 catches, 11.4-yard average. Freiermuth, 4 catches, 33 yards, 8.3 a pop, 15 as long as, 5 targets. Pickens, 7 targets. Freiermuth, I love him. They gave him the money, but I worry about him. He's had 3 concussions. So if he gets hit in the head, he goes out. That's what happens there. Scotty Miller had 2 catches. Najee had 5 catches. You know, it's funny. The Steelers won't give Najee Harris a contract in his 5th year. Meanwhile, he does everything for the team. He runs the ball the best. He catches the ball. He blocks. He does everything. And I love, like I said, Patterson. I really do. Anyway, here's the deal. No fumbles for the Steelers. The defense, I told you before, Queen, 8 tackles, 4 solo. Deshaun Elliott, 5 tackles, 4 solo. Dante Jackson, 5 tackles, 2 solo. Cameron Hayward, 4-3. 1 sack, 2 for loss. I told you this stuff before, right? Didn't I go through all this? I think I did. Bottom line is, Watt has 3-3, 1-1. 3 tackles, 3 solo. 1 sack, 1 for loss. I thought he deserved a half sack on the Hayward combo meal. They both had sacks on that. I can't believe they got screwed. Then again, the NFL is so jealous of the Pittsburgh Steelers because we're so hardcore with our 6 Super Bowls and our 8 trips to Super Bowls that they hate us. They just, you know, I mean, these people in New York and, you know, on Park Avenue, you know how they are. They all went to Ivy League schools and they're real stuffy. They don't like those hardworking people from Pittsburgh. By the way, I stayed on the South Side. It was easy to obtain drugs, but it was not easy to stay there considering when we left the hotel, our chances of getting stabbed, shanked, or murdered, or choked, or raped were over 66%. And we had to drive everywhere to fancy restaurants and to the stadium and to this and to that. How about the one guy? I got this guy. He's a fan of my show. I think he kidnapped me. He kidnapped me. He literally went out of his way to drive the wrong way and drive like 10 miles out of the way. And then the whole time it took another 40 minutes when we would have been out of the car 40 minutes earlier. And he said, this is the way to go. I guess when you're lost, this is the way you go when you're lost for another 40 minutes. But I liked the guy a lot. And I told him I needed to roll down the window because I was going to puke all over his car because I was hungover and I had cotton mouth. And I literally almost started drinking my own action in my pants. That's how close it was to me dying in the back of this guy's Tesla. And I'm not a fan of those cars. I'm not. I told you before, my neighbors died in one. The car veered right off the road. The self-driving car went right off the road and they all died. It really bummed me out. So I'm not a fan of that dude. I'm really not. And I don't care what he thinks of me. Boswell, 2 of 3 field goals, longest 38, 2 for 2 on extra points. Austin's returns, 2 of them for 20 yards. Punting Corliss Waitman, I got to tell you, I call him Waitman, all right? He was fat as all hell last year, and he was shankopotamus, but he lost some weight, and he's kicking great. His average was 52 yards inside the 20 once. His longest was 56. So there it was. The Steelers home opener in Pittsburgh. A 20-10 win. They stay on top of the North. Justin Fields cementing his place as the Steelers QB1. Everyone still wants to see Russell Wilson. I'll be glad to see him when Fields starts screwing up or when he starts losing. Until then, I don't want to hear it. My man's going out. He's getting better every week. And you don't start the game 9 for 9 with a tutty running it in from the 5. And then what? You got to discuss whether or not you're going to be starting next week? I mean, this is ridiculous. When Russell Wilson's ready and his calf's finally better, he came to the Steelers in a trade. And he went to training camp and his calf's been injured ever since. I mean, he's like a glass vase on your mama's table. You never know when it's going to break. But it's going to. Someone's going to knock it over with that Nerf ball. You know it's coming. Anyway, we had a blast in Pittsburgh. We saw the little green men. And the ice melted. And in the sink, and there was mold. And in the shower head itself, there was a large ring of mold. And I noticed at one point I was trying to use the water for mouthwash in the shower because of my cotton mouth. And I think I drank a giant load of mold water. And so I'll leave you with that thought and then just have a fantastic day. Oh, by the way, shake it.